Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, and we are rolling on the recruiting trail a little bit more here for Penn State. 8 commitments now. We're going to talk about the last two, Brandon Smith, Tyler Rudolph, and try to address and figure out where we're going from here in the rest of the 2019 class, because this is not a class that's going to be huge, and we're already starting to pile on some commitments. We'll look at a couple of the targets who might be next, who might have commitment dates coming soon. I want to look at running back recruiting in the James Franklin era and really just try to answer the question, is Penn State becoming running back U? I think it's fair to ask that, especially after the career that Saquon Barkley had. Ask Greg. We'll get some questions from you guys on the Penn State football, the Penn State recruiting front, whatever you guys want to talk about. We'll ask Greg Pickle those questions. And Greg, just right off the bat, what a tear Penn State has been on. I can probably remember maybe some hotter stretches in terms of numbers,
yeah,
but these are some really good players who all committed, and the momentum is rolling really going into the last week of May.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, it's a domino effect on one hand, but the other thing too is this is exactly the kind of thing that I think Penn State fans and really college football fans will be able to get used to, because the new rules that allow kids to take official visits between the start of April and the end of June. Now, look, most of them took it for either a spring practice or a spring game. So while there are still some kids who have official visits set up for the month of June, I don't believe have any here at the last weekend in May, but for the ones that have the month of June set up, there's some, but for the vast majority of the people that the kids that took them in April or early May. So that's pretty much over with. And now this is what you're going to see. You're going to see kids finish those visits up and then commit. So maybe this group would have been committed back in March under the old rules. But with the new rules and you can take visits, it gets pushed back to May. So I know there was a lot of hand-wringing over where Penn State was in the rankings and how few recruits it had and so on and so forth as spring practice started. Then you get Caden Wallace at the blue-white game, and then you wait about a month and you see Penn State go on one of the more impressive runs of James Franklin's era in terms of just talent and numbers and what these guys mean for the future of the program and how likely I think all of them are to probably at least have the chance to play from day one, with some more than others looking to be immediate impact contributors. So, yeah, you put it all together, and it's been about as good of a stretch here as you can get for the Lions. A little bit of momentum heading into the camp season. They'll go out and do some satellite camps. They'll have some prospect camps at Beer Stadium and the Lash Building and all that. So it's a good time of year. It's going to slow down here now. I don't think there's any question about that. It's not a sustainable pace. As unlikely as it was for them to be so slow, it is unlikely to stay this hot for too much longer. So we're going to see a slowdown, but it's about as good as you can get at this point.
So the early signature on this class is the defensive backfield, and that's been part of this run here. You had Jaquan Brisker from Lackawanna College, who's a big physical safety at 6'2", about 200 pounds. That commitment came Thursday. Marquise Wilson, a 4-star, I believe a cornerback, listed by most as an athlete, but it looks like cornerback should be his longer-term home. He's from Connecticut. That happens on Sunday, and then on Monday – why is his name escaping me? Tyler Rudolph.
Yes.
So many names. This is the second time today that I've done this. But Tyler Rudolph, who is probably somewhere between cornerback and safety, could play both of those positions, could play either, could start at one and end up at another. Penn State has done that in the past. They've been known to do it. Lamont Wade just made the transition. Garrett Taylor, who's expected to be one of their starters at safety, made the transition. Nick Scott did not begin his career as a safety. So you can see the movement there. I think the key thing with Tyler Rudolph, who's a 4-star, is that at 6'1", 205, that he's got the ability to start at either position and make a move or be a unique athlete at either position. He's physical. He's quick. He's got some big play potential. He's a really, really nice prospect, Greg.
Yeah, we're at this point now. You're talking about names where I keep typing in, you know, Tyler Wilson or Marquise Reed.
Yes,
and I just,
yeah.
Everything's just sort of splashed together at this point. But, yeah, it is, again, when you look at how James Franklin and his staff is recruited, every position has seemed to have one of these upticks where, you know, you go from three-star guys to a couple four-star guys and a few three-stars to, and where I'm going with this is I believe Keaton Ellis will eventually get a bump to a four-star.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a complete four-star group of corners. And I think the most interesting thing is I could see Marquise Wilson, Tyler Rudolph, and Keaton Ellis all filling a different role during their time at Penn State. So on one hand, you could have, you know, you worry that, okay, you're bringing in three guys at a spot where obviously two guys will start. Now that with the nickel, it gives you a third. But I do see these guys each is a little bit different. Each is a guy that can, you know, maybe play cover, maybe be more of the slot guy, maybe be, you know, more the nickel guy. I mean, I think there's a lot to work with here. And this is sort of the evolution of this group, and not to say it was, you know, that, I mean, we saw Lamont Wade commit obviously previously, and Penn State's been recruiting the defensive side of the ball very, very well outside of, you know, really defensive tackle, and they had some issues at linebacker, but I guess I'll walk that back quick. I mean, but for the most part, you know, they have seen each position group have a little bit of an uptick, a little bit of a average, you know, the average ranking or star of the guys go from, you know, maybe 3.5 stars to now it's almost a guaranteed 4. And with Rudolph, you get a guy that I think what was really telling to me is that Penn State visited his school not too long ago. And this was right around the time he says commitment date. And then Florida and Michigan and Ohio State and Clemson, they all raced to Waterbury, Connecticut to sort of, I think, get a lay of the land and sort of see where things stood. And at the end of the day, proximity was key. But I think overall, I think Rudolph just saw an opportunity to play early, potentially, obviously a school that he really liked. And the visits really told the tale here.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're trying to recap the latest in Penn State recruiting, a really hot stretch, a stretch of, I believe, what is it, 5 commitments in about 5 days. So it's the stretch that a lot of people were wanting to see that's unfolding before our eyes here. 6'1", 205, just to put in perspective for Tyler Rudolph. Imani Oruwariye listed at 6'1", 204. Penn State has been okay with the sub-6-foot corners, the style that they play, and things like that. So, you know, he would be a little bit of an exception. Zach McPherson, he seems a little bit bigger, but he's listed at 5'11", 182. This is a position group that is in pretty good shape when you look at how they feel about Tariq Castro-Fields beyond the 2018 season. Donovan Johnson has some heat coming out of the spring. John Reed will have another year of eligibility in 2019. You've got some of the younger guys, Trent Gordon, who enrolled in January, DJ Brown, who will be a redshirt freshman. There's some bodies here. And as far as cornerback goes, they're in good shape, a wide variety of players. Maybe Tyler Rudolph makes the grade at safety, too. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, fair point. I think it's interesting that he's listed as a corner safety and that Wilson's listed as a corner receiver. I mean, it certainly would obviously indicate that Wilson's probably a future is at corner. But with Rudolph, yeah, you can put him either one. It'll be interesting to see what Penn State decides to do.
And definitely Brandon Smith, linebacker or defensive end. Rivals has him as a defensive end. 247 has him as a linebacker. He's a long player, 6'4", 220-ish pounds. He's a 5-star in the 24/7 composite, ranked number 30, regardless of position in the country, by 247 in the composite. A tremendous player and the kind of player from out of state that Penn State, you know, hopes to keep bringing in. And you know, I'm of the school of thought, Greg, that he's a linebacker and would be a unique linebacker at that. But all his film shows him, he looks like a pure linebacker through and through. Athletically, I don't have any doubts that he can put his hand in the dirt and he can be disruptive from there. But the way that he plays linebacker is it's physical, it's fast. He makes quick decisions. And the fact that he's 6'4 and he has a wingspan that's even greater than that just means that he can be one of those rare type of linebackers. You see Penn State starting to accumulate a bunch of those guys now.
No doubt. I mean, I think that unless he hits a growth spurt that no one sees coming and he legitimately gets like, you know, up to a weight where he can't keep it off, kind of like wrestlers do from time to time, it is – almost impossible to see him moving to the defensive line. Don't get me wrong, I get it. I mean, it's not that I can't see it at all, but you're right, Dustin. He is a filled out 6'4", 225, and just moves really well, is super athletic. And, I mean, for Penn State to go running back, back-to-back, top ones in the country, and then to do the same thing at linebacker with Parsons and Smith. Now, of course, Ford and Smith both have to sign with the Lions, but there's nothing to foresee that they won't, and I would assume both will put pen to paper in December and take care of that during this year's early signing period. So the way I see it, it's that when you get a guy like this, I think your hope is that him and Parsons are the lockdown key members of your passing defense, and obviously your whole defense, but certainly when you go to your sub packages, your 4-2-5s and things like that, you are hoping that these two guys are your for at least 3 years, or 2 years, I guess, would be together before Parsons would technically be able to declare for the NFL draft should things work out the way he wanted to. But hey, well, speaking of him real quick, I don't know if you noticed, but five times the offshore betting website lists Micah Parsons as a Heisman. You can actually bet on him to win the Heisman Trophy if you want to. Whatever the odds were, they certainly were way too low. I think I would need like 100,000 to one. But in essence, that's here nor there. But yeah, I think with Brandon Smith, Penn State again goes against. I mean, there was legitimate Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, yeah. Alabama, Auburn, and this just isn't lip service. It's not to say that these schools offered him, but maybe they didn't have room, maybe they already filled up at his position. That just wasn't the case. But I don't know how much interest he had in. Really, no. If you look back on it now, Dustin, I don't know if you could really say that. Maybe 2 weeks or 2 months ago that Brandon Smith was a Penn State lock, but the closer this decision got, he didn't take any other visits. He didn't go anywhere else. He didn't do the kind of things you do if you still haven't made a decision. And I think that's what really stands out to me, is that Penn State seemed to put this one locked away earlier than I think most expected.
You can't take it for granted, but at the same time, the writing seemed to be on the wall for a while. And just real quick, Penn State in the state of Virginia – I know that Penn State has always kind of been there, but that is a talent-rich state that Penn State is making more and more inroads. And you look at Devin Ford in this class. You look at Brandon Smith in this class. Ricky Slade, Nana Asidu in the previous class. Yitor Gross Matos in the class before that. I mean, this is Penn State's making a move down there. And if you start to expand your Mid-Atlantic stranglehold down into Virginia and consistently start to get the best players out of Virginia, that is a path for Penn State to be on the uprise even more in recruiting. I get it. Florida, Georgia, you want to be all these places, but Virginia is one of those places that Penn State maybe quietly has expanded and started to take more of a hold on. And I think that Brandon Smith is just the next in the line there. All right, we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to try to put all this 2019 recruiting stuff into perspective, look ahead a little bit, what's coming up in Penn State's class. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.